Books on Tape presents Queen of Swords by Sarah Donati, read by Kate Redding. Prologue. Queen of Swords. A woman possessed of keen logic and intuition. Forthright is she in manner, and well armed. March 1814. In the mornings she went walking while the men slept. First away from the settlement and along the cliffs that looked over the cove, then down the rough stairs carved into stone. She moved slowly, one hand spread on the rock face like a starfish, while the other held her skirts. For a while she studied the world, turtles sunning themselves on the rocks, restless seabirds, fish dull and sun-bright, quick and darting, languid, sinuous. The constant of the sea and the horizon. When she could look no more, she turned and began the climb, lizards skittering at the sweep of her skirts. She felt lazy eyes on her back. The guards had been lulled by the regularity of her habits into complacence. And why not? She could have been no more tied down had they used ropes and chains. The path she walked ran along the forest that made up the heart of the island, shadowy cool in the heat, buzzing with insects. Mastic trees so big that it took four men to circle the trunk, arms outstretched. Fragrant cedar. Stands of mahogany so dense that walking among them was to twist constantly one way and then another. Tamarinds, wild mangoes, other things she could not name. How her father would have loved this place. Orchids like birds in flight, hanging over the frayed stump of a palm tree. Parrots everywhere, flickerings of scarlet and emerald and cobalt blue overhead. She thought of her father often, spoke to him in her thoughts as she made her plans. Imagined his reactions and made changes.